I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, September 14th. Voters in Quincy head to the polls today to cast ballots in the school committee preliminary election. Polls will close tonight at 8, the same polling places used for last November's presidential election will be used this fall. Absentee and mail-in ballots must be received by the time polls close tonight to be counted. The preliminary election features a 7-person race for 3 seats on the school committee. The top 6 vote-getters in today's preliminary will advance to the final election in November. The 7 candidates in the preliminary are Emily Lebo, Ellen Patterson O'Donnell, Courtney Pertios, Liz Speakman, Doug Guttrow, Liberty Schaff, and Tina Cahill. Guttrow, who previously served on the city council, is concluding his first 4-year term on the school committee. Lebo has served 10 years on the board, and Pertios was appointed to the committee in February to fill a vacant seat. Pertios had finished in 4th place in the 2019 school board race. The remaining 4 candidates are all making their first bids for elected office. O'Donnell, Schaff, and Speakman had been nominated for the open seat that Pertios was appointed to during the February joint convention. The top 6 finishers in today's preliminary will appear on the ballot on Election Day, November 2nd. And the top 3 vote-getters in November will win 4-year terms on the school committee. In addition to the school committee race, the November election will also feature contested races for city councilor at large and the wards 1, 2, and 5 seats on the council. City councilors are all elected to 2-year terms. There is no mayoral election in Quincy this year. Mayor Koch was reelected to a new 4-year term in 2019. City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a 10-12% turnout for today's preliminary election. Voters also heading to the polls in Boston today to cast their ballots in the city's preliminary mayoral election. The top 5 candidates in the field: Mayor Kim Janey, City Councilors Michelle Wu, Andrea Campbell, and Anissa Asabi George, and the city's former Economic Development Chief John Barros are all persons of color, which the city has never seen. 8 candidates are on the ballot for today's preliminary, but only the top 2 vote-getters will advance to the municipal election in November. Polls will close tonight at 8. Voters who are in line when the polls close will be allowed to vote. According to the latest Suffolk University Boston Globe poll, the top 4 candidates in the field are all women of color, making this a historically diverse election. Wu had a commanding lead in the poll, while Janey and fellow city councilors Campbell and Asabi George were grouped together in a tight race for 2nd place that's within the poll's margin of error. Janey is running for a full term as mayor of Boston after taking over for former Mayor Marty Walsh in late March after he became the U.S. Secretary of Labor. Janey is the first woman and first black person to serve as the city's mayor. The Massachusetts National Guard has been activated to help with the state's shortage of school bus drivers. Up to 250 members will be available to cities and towns. They'll be able to drive school transport vans, known as 7D vehicles. According to Governor Baker, there were already members with commercial driver's licenses for professional or guard-related reasons. Starting today, 90 members will prepare to go to work in Chelsea, Lawrence, Lowell, and Lynn. All drivers will need to complete training. Baker said the cost will be reimbursed by the federal government since it is a COVID-related issue. The state said the assignment will not interfere with the Guard's ability to respond to emergencies. Here in Quincy, the school department says it needs 13 more school bus drivers and bus monitors. However, the shortage is not impacting bus transportation. A Boston University professor from Milton was killed over the weekend when his family says he fell through a rusted-out flight of stairs while on a run in Dorchester. David Jones' wife says that he was out for a run when he accidentally accessed a flight of stairs near the JFK UMass T-stop. The stairs were rusted through. Jones fell about 20 feet to the ground. Police said the incident happened Saturday afternoon. The 40-year-old's body was found under the stairs by a passerby. State police said the stairs had been deemed unsafe and had been closed for about 20 months. A Jersey barrier and chain-link fence blocked the top entrance to Columbia Road. Crews added more fencing to the sides and midsection of the staircase and added danger signs at the bottom entrance after the fatal fall. Crews were back last night, adding a taller fence at the top entrance. The T says the Mass Department of Conservation and Recreation is in charge of maintaining the stairs. BU is planning a memorial service for Jones for sometime next week. The Suffolk County DA's office is still investigating. A Massachusetts woman who worked for an unlicensed marijuana delivery company that had millions of dollars in revenue has pleaded guilty. Tatiana Fridkies, who also goes by the name of Sonia, 34 years old from Boston, was sentenced on Friday to time served and 2 years probation in order to pay $82,000 in restitution. Fridkies was the office manager for Northern Herb and helped coordinate finances, marijuana suppliers, marijuana inventory, deliveries, workers, and warehouse operations. The company, which operated from 2015 until 2018, was not licensed by the state or any other government to sell or distribute marijuana. Northern Herb's revenue exceeded $14 million. And while Northern Herb purported to provide medical marijuana, it did not require customers to provide proof of a medical marijuana card and often delivered marijuana to unattended locations where anyone could access it. The company paid workers in cash, did not withhold payroll taxes or pay taxes on its sales revenue. Fridkies pleaded guilty last September to conspiring to distribute more than 100 kilograms of marijuana. 53-year-old Deanna Martin of Milton, who owned and managed Northern Herb, pleaded guilty in May to tax evasion, conspiracy to distribute marijuana, possession with intent to distribute marijuana, and money laundering. She faces sentencing later this week. Almost all of Massachusetts is in the red, according to the latest CDC COVID transmission map, except for one of the islands. The most recent data shows that, as of Saturday, every Massachusetts county, except for Nantucket, has high COVID transmission. Nantucket still has substantial community transmission. The CDC recommends anyone living in a county with substantial or high transmission wear a mask in indoor public settings, regardless of COVID vaccination status. Nantucket went from high to substantial transmission last Thursday. The same day, Franklin County went from substantial to high. Nationwide, nearly 94% of counties are seeing high transmission. The CDC's transmission data is a combination of new cases by population and positivity rate. U.S. News and World Report's annual list of the best colleges for 2022 is out, and there are several from Massachusetts. Princeton University was ranked as the best national university. Harvard, MIT, and Columbia tied for second. Yale rounded up the top five. This year's ranking was an improvement for MIT, which was tied for fourth last year. Tufts came in at 28. Boston College was 36th. Boston University was tied with Brandeis for 42nd, and Northeastern was 49th. The ranking uses 17 metrics to determine the best colleges and universities. Given the most weight is the ability of the school to retain and graduate students. Also factored are class size, undergraduate academic reputation, and how much colleges invest in instruction. Massachusetts dominated the liberal arts colleges and rankings. Williams College was number one, followed by Amherst College. Wellesley College dropped one spot to number five on this year's list. Well, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and the Boston Children's Hospital Blood Mobile is coming to Quincy for 4 days this week to honor the Mighty Quinn and Super Ellie, youngsters who are battling cancer, and to promote blood donations as a way to support the families battling cancer. The Waters and the Nyland families have deep roots of family and friends here in Quincy. The Bloodmobile will be at the South Shore YMCA today from 10 to 4 at the Kennedy Center tomorrow from 10 to 4. The Quincy Parks Department Thursday 10 to 4. And then on Friday at the Terrell Room from 8:30 to 2:30. The blood drives give donors a chance to donate locally and see how easy it is to donate and find out how important blood is to cancer patients. Most important is blood platelets, which clot the blood and support the immune system. The last drives were all booked for the 4 days in June. Appointments can be made at halfpints.childrenshospital.org. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 261. The NASDAQ dropped 9. The S&P rose 10. Global stocks also mixed. The dollar was flat. The euro rose. Oil at $71 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose out on the West Coast last night to Seattle 5-4. Play again tonight at 10:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny and pleasant with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, becoming cloudy, a low 54. Tomorrow, hazy, warm, and humid with a chance of a thunderstorm, high 85. A scattered shower on Thursday, high of 72. And some scattered showers Friday, highs in the mid-70s. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, northeast winds. About 5 knots, becoming easterly later today, and a high tide at 6:09 p.m. Sun rose at 6:23 and sets at 6:54. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, September 14th.